So in this demo, we're going to actually create a muff file or compile muff file that will store the credentials as plain text to begin with. In my configuration, you can see that upon calling the name of my configuration, in this case, I named it unsecured config, I'm going to be passing in the configuration data to go along with it. What configuration data effectively is a list of the different nodes that are going to be involved in my configuration. And in there, I can specify a special attribute called PSDSC, allow plain text password, which I set to true, meaning that DSC will allow me to compile that muff file and store the credentials as plain text within it.
Now, Nick, does PowerShell by default store them in plain text? Or if I leave that attribute out, what's the behavior?
That's actually a pretty good question. So let's see. So by default, PowerShell will force you to secure your muff file. So if you go in and try to compile this here, and you don't pass the PS allow DSC plain text, I'm just going to type in anything in there, it's going to complain that you're not allowed to store your files as plain text or your credentials. Now, if I do the same thing, let me just clear my screen here, because I don't like red text. I'm going to rerun the same thing. But this time around, so I go in, it's going to let me compile. Right? So by default, PowerShell forces you to be secured and encrypt your file.
Excellent.
Now I've compiled my muff file. If I go in, I see that it got created under ctemp unsecured config. If I just go and browse to that location and take a look at what's inside the muff file. Gonna open it with Notepad, just show you. And one thing I forgot to mention earlier is the way you're writing your DSC configuration is in a human-friendly way, in a certain level, right? Where you're defining different properties of each DSC block. If you wanted to, and go ahead and write the muff file directly, there's nothing preventing you from doing it. Be my guest. However, you can see what the muff file looks like, and it's not as friendly as creating or writing your configuration as a DSC config. So in here, we can clearly see that my username and password was passed as plain text. Right? So this is not what I would consider best practice. This is not secure. You don't want to leave your muff file on the servers with your service accounts, passwords being exposed to anyone that has access to that server.
Air security people having heart attacks everywhere at this.
Yes, exactly. So the second demo we're going to do now is creating the same exact configuration, but this time around, we're going to be creating a self-signed certificate for the purpose of this demo and passing in the configuration data the certificate that we created along with the thumbprint. So what that's going to do is if I go and run this, it's again going to prompt me for my credentials. I provide that in, and now it created a secure config muff file. And if I take a look at that muff file, what I'll see in it is that my credentials actually got encrypted. So there's no way for me, even though I still have the account's name exposed there, the username is still going to be in plain text, of course, but the password has been encrypted. So there's no way for me to go and be able to retrieve that password from the server.
So for that certificate, there's a couple of different requirements we have in place for that. You can generate a self-signed one like Nick's done here. You can also generate one from your own certificate authority or even a public certificate authority. It has to be marked as a document encryption certificate, and there's a couple of enhanced key usage attributes that need to go onto those as well. We've got the documentation on the requirements for those certificates on TechNet, though.
Thank you, Brian. So this concludes the demo on how to secure your muff file.